Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Vav, Mishneh HaMishneh Vav, and today's Mishneh is being learned Meschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zech Refiner Zivag Hagun, Bikharav Mamish. As we had said, Perek Vav is called Perek Kinyan HaTorah, and so we continue discussing ways to be kind to Torah. The Mishneh tells us, G'day LaTorah Yersim and HaKunim and HaMalchus, Torah is greater than Kahuna and Malchus. Shal Malchus, think it's B'Shloish HaMalos, V'HaKuna B'Asim Arba. Malchus, kingship, is acquired through 30 Malos, meaning there's 30 different halachas or 30 different good things that apply to a Jewish king, and those are found scattered throughout Navi. There's also 24 malos of kahuna, which are also known as the 24 matnas kahuna, the 24 things we have to give to a kohen that shows the elevated status of a kohen. However, v'atayru niknas b'arba u'shmona dvarim, Torah is acquired through 48 different things, meaning if a person wants to be 100% complete in their acquisition of Torah, they have to have 48 different things to them, 48 different things they should work on, and v'eluhin, these are them. B'talmud, number one, learning. A person has to learn in order to acquire Torah. Number two, b'shmias ha'ozen, with listening. It's not enough just for a person to learn. He has to pay attention to his Rebbe and really do his best to understand exactly what his Rebbe is saying. Number three, Barichas Fasayim, speaking out with the lips. It's not enough just to listen and to learn and to scan the texts with your eyes. When a person speaks out the actual words that they're learning, that helps them know it and retain it and understand it. Number four, number five, Binas Halev B'Sichlas Halev. These are both very similar. Binas Halev is making sure to understand what's being taught and what's being learned, and he should ask if he doesn't know. Sichlas Halev is once he does understand, he should delve into it deeper to see if there's any questions he could ask to clarify it even more. Number six, Be'ema. This is translated as of Shemaim. Be'ira. This is Yira, not of Shemaim, but of his Rebbe. Number eight is Anava, humility. If a person's humble, then he's going to be able to learn because he's not going to be embarrassed to ask questions. Number nine, Besimcha, with joy, with happiness. We know that when a person's Besimcha, his mind and heart are open, that he's able to learn much better. Number 10, Beshimsh Chachamim, serving Chachamim. Sometimes a person could sit by Rebbe and learn and learn and learn, but the limud is only really solidified once they actually do the Shimsh Chachamim. They stay by the Rebbe and they see him in real action doing that which he's teaching. Number 11, Bidiktok Chaverim, with analytical discussions among Chaverim. Diktok means very specifics, like the nitty-gritty details. Very often you're not going to ask your Rebbe these questions, but among Chaverim, among friends and colleagues, these questions will be able to clarify the limud much more. Number 12, Bipilbal HaTalmidim, with questioning from Talmidim. Very often Talmidim don't understand what's going on, so they'll ask many more questions than you yourself will ask, or they will even come up among the discussion of friends, so a person's going to be able to learn more that way. Number 13, B'yishuv, with Yishuv Adas, that's with calm and peace and serenity. A person has to be settled in their mind and where they are in order to be able to learn properly. Number 14 and 15, B'mikra B'mishnah. A person has to be an expert in Mikra. That's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And Mishnah is basic Mishnais, like what we're learning right now. In order for a person to be able to learn properly, he has to have all this as a background in order to be able to have proper discussions. You can't just learn a Pasuk here and there and a Mishnah here and there and then try to delve into Gemara and really understand what you're saying. Number 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20, b'miyot shina, b'miyot sicha, b'miyot tainug, b'miyot tzchaik, b'miyot derech eretz, with a lessening of all these things: less sleep, less talking, less enjoyment, less joking, and less working. Obviously, a person needs to do all these things. He has to sleep properly in order for his mind to be sharp to be able to learn. He has to talk. It's good to schmooze and have a little bit of a conversation with friends. It's also good to enjoy oneself and to joke as well. It opens a person's mind up to be able to learn properly. Derech eretz means business, working. A person obviously needs a parnasa, but with all these things, a person should do them less. He shouldn't be involved in them too much, or that takes away from his learning. Number 21, Be'erech Hapayim, getting slow to anger. Number 22, Belev Tov, having a good heart. He's very easy and quick to help others. That helps him as Limud HaTorah. Number 23, Be'munus Chachamim, with his trust in Chachamim. When they say that this is how things go, this is how the world works, this is what Shemayim wants from you, that trust in the Chachamim helps a person learn. And number 24, Be'kabbalas HaYisurim, accepting Yisurim, trials, tribulations, difficulty, suffering. When a person accepts that Be'ahava with love, recognizing it's from Hashem for his best, that also helps him in his acquisition of Torah. Moving on to Mishneh Vav, which is really a continuation of this, onto 25, Hamakris Makayma, a person recognizes his place. He recognizes that this is where I belong. I'm not greater in my limud, I'm not greater in my avodas Hashem than I really think I am. I know that I belong right here. Number 26, Vasamech B'chelkei, a person's happy with what he has. He's happy with his lot. This helps him be settled and in the proper frame of mind to be able to learn properly. Number 27, Va'isus Yagladvarai, a person sets up gedarim, fences around himself, namely creates boundaries for himself to prevent himself from doing averas. Number 28, he doesn't take any credit for himself. He doesn't say, wow, look at me, I steiged, I grew, I put in all this effort. He realizes that anyway he's supposed to be learning Torah and that everything at the end of the day comes from Hashem. Number 29, Ahov, he is beloved by people and by Hashem because of the way he acts. Numbers 30, 31, 32, and 33, Ayves HaMakim, Ayves HaBriyos, Ayves HaTechachos, Ayves HaMesharim, he loves Hashem, he loves other people, he loves rebuke and being chastised, and he loves straightforwardness. All of this gives him the ability to learn Torah properly. Obviously, love of Hashem and love of people as well. You can't just love Hashem and not people, and you can't love people and not Hashem. Love and rebuke also. If a person is okay with accepting Mussar, when someone tells him, you know, you should really change that or try to fix this, if he's able to take that like a man with peace and equanimity, that really helps him as Limud HaTorah, and Meisharim, straightforwardness, has to do with the way a person thinks, meaning he likes straight thinking, not crooked logic. Number 34, Misrachik Min HaKavod. He distances himself from Kavod. He stays away from people or places that they're going to try to give him Kavod. Voloi Megis Libi B'Talmud is number 35. He doesn't become arrogant from his learning. He doesn't say, wow, look, I learned so much. I'm so chashov. I'm so great. Number 36, V'Enis Semech Bayra. He's not happy giving a psak. He's not so quick to answer somebody's question in halacha because he doesn't want to make a mistake. Number 37, Naseba Olam Chaveray. He carries somebody else's burden. There's another yid, a friend, or even not a friend, a person he doesn't know, who's going through a difficulty, a challenge. He helps him with that. It could be just in his heart, in his mind. It could be physically. He helps him out with his challenge and difficulty. Number 38, Machriel Kavschos. He judges everybody else favorably. Number 39, Mamidai Ala Emes. He sets a person on a straight path. Number 40, Mamidai Ala Shalom. He sets a person on the path of peace. If he sees that people are fighting or there's issues, perhaps some discontentment or discord in between others, he tries to bring peace between them. Number 41, Misyashiv Libe B'Talmudai. He settled in his limud, which means that which he's learning is settled with him. Not that he just learns and reads it quickly and he kind of somewhat understands what he's talking about. No, rather he goes nice and slow and he understands bit by bit, slowly but surely adding on to his database of knowledge, really truly understanding what's going on. 42 is Shailu Meshiv. He asks questions to his Rebbe and to his friends to try to clarify, and he also responds. He answers questions if he knows the answer to them. Number 43, Shemeo Meisif. He hears and he adds on. He listens to his Rebbe, and if he has something to add on that his Rebbe didn't mention, he shares that. Number 44, Haloimed Al Manasa Lamed. He learns in order to teach. This is very important. He doesn't just learn in order to add to his own database of knowledge and his own filing system in his brain that I know X, Y, and Z. He's learning in order to be able to teach to other people. Number 45, Haloimed Al Manasa Lasais. He learns in order to be able to do. Not that he just learns to know, but he also learns to be able to do the mitzvahs and act upon that which he is learning. Number 46, Hamachem as Rabbi, one who makes his teacher wise. He has good questions and that sharpens his Rebbe. He repeats over that which he hears exactly, meaning when he heard something from his Rebbe and now he's repeating it over to somebody else, he says it exactly as he had heard it. Not just like maybe kind of, I think perhaps this is what I heard. He says it as it is. And lastly, he says it over in the name of the person who said it. Now we have one more bit just on this last thing that we mentioned. Halamata, you learn from here, that whoever says something over in the name of who he heard it from, that brings the geula, that brings the final redemption, Mashiach Tzidkenu, to this world. And where do we get this from? Shemar says in the Pasuk, Vataymer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mardechai. Esther said this over to the king. In the name of Mardechai, she told the king that Bigzad and Sarush were planning to kill him. She didn't say this on her own. She said, you should know, Mordechai, he was one that discovered this. And it was a very key part in Haman's downfall, as we all know the story of Purim quite well. So we see the one who says over a matter in the name of the one who said it, that brings geula, that brings redemption to the world. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Continue to discuss Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.